Support for KBIA's podcast of Off the Clock comes from PS Gallery. PS Gallery features three-month exhibits of local, regional, and national artists in all media, including jewelry. PS Gallery is located at 1025 East Walnut in the North Village Arts District. More information can be found at perlostevensgallery.com or at 573-442-4831.
I'm Scarlett Robertson, and you're listening to Off the Clock, KBIA's guide to arts and culture across the state. Spring is in full bloom, and that means wedding season. For most couples in the U.S., the stories are pretty similar. Two people meet and start dating, they get more serious and become a couple, meet each other's families, and after a year or a few years, they get engaged. But in many cultures, Asian, African, and even traditional European, marriages arranged by parents are the norm. As Kansas City has become increasingly multicultural, it has also become home to many arranged marriage couples, as well as a city where lots of arranged marriages take place. Alex Smith has the story of arranged marriages in Kansas City's Indian community.
For most of the time Rena Mehta was at Blue Spring South High School in the mid-2000s, she was the only student with an Indian background. Rena was born and raised in Kansas City, but her parents had moved here from India. Her life was typically American teenager. She worked at her parents' store at the mall. But when Rena was 16, she got a strong pull back into the world of her parents' traditional Indian culture when her father announced she would have an arranged marriage.
Well, he'd always talked about it, but when I was 16, that's when he really started pursuing it. We were getting, because Indians and other family members, they send out basically, they call it their bio data. So it's their photos, it's their blood type, it's their family's information. And we always got pictures in the mail from just random people in India coming, sending it to our house. But I never took it seriously because I didn't really think, hey, my dad's gonna, he's not gonna do that. I mean, I know he was very strict and he was the boss, but I really never in the back of my head thought, oh, my dad is so serious about this. But he was serious. I think he even came close to where they picked somebody out for me. I was going to India, and it was a horrible time because I did pull the whole I'm running away type thing. We fought a lot.
Arranged marriage for Rena wouldn't necessarily mean a future as an obedient housewife, but it would limit the choices she would have for her future, and Rena's mother wasn't about to let that happen.
The nice thing is I had my mom on my side. She was all about the education. Your kids are not raised in India. We have to treat them differently than how our parents treated us growing up, and that was my whole mom's motto, is that they're good kids, let's raise them how we would as Indians and pray that they'll be good kids, is what my mom's motto was.
But Rena's mother had her own unsolicited plans for her daughter.
I was actually a tomboy growing up, and then my mom put me into modeling when I was like 16 and a half, close to 17, and I was totally against it. I didn't want to be girly. I wanted to wear my Mossimo shirts and my baggy JNCO jeans because I wanted to be a boy growing up. And then she put me in this modeling to help me kind of grow into my skin and become more girly. And But it wasn't something I grew up saying, oh, I love this, I want to do this. I didn't say that when I was 5 years old. I wanted to be a boy. I thought that was a career.
Rena's views on acting and modeling changed when she attended some modeling training sessions in New York City.
When I joined this group, you know, they taught me to be happy with your flaws, be happy with who you are. You're not going to be perfect. You're not going to have, you know, you're not going to be the tallest girl. You're not going to be the skinniest girl. And from that experience, that led me to more opportunities, because when you walk into an audition, people can tell if you're secure or insecure. And the way that I am now, I live my life freely. I am who I am. I love who I am. And if you tell me I'm chubby or you tell me I'm short, it's not going to faze me because I'm comfortable in my skin now.
Between the talk of arranged marriage and modeling, there was plenty of tension between Rena and her parents. But the teenager had already been keeping a potentially volatile secret for a few years. He was a blue-eyed American classmate named Tyler.
My mom always knew something about this kid. She always knew something about him. And then 4 years later, my mom said, you know, you might as well get it over with now. If you feel you're going to be with this guy, tell your dad. And I think that was the breaking moment, is that I introduced Tyler to my dad. And he wasn't very happy about it, but he wasn't actually disappointed. And I think it's because he liked Tyler. He knew Tyler had a good family background. He knew Tyler comes from an educated family. And I think that's Indian parents' concern, is that's the first thing they want to know, is are they educated? What is their family background? Do they have a good name? That type of situation. And I think once I introduced Tyler to my dad and he got to know Tyler and his family and know that, okay, this is a kid that will be able to take care of my child, I think it settled in his head.
About 8 months had passed since the first arranged marriage discussion had taken place. Rena and her father were stuck in an uncertain standoff. He wanted his daughter to be a doctor, not an actress model, and he was unconvinced about Tyler. But everything changed in November of 2004 when Rena Mehta competed in the Miss Teen Missouri pageant.
For the first time in my life, my dad actually came there and watched me perform and do all that. And that's the first time he ever said, if this is what you love to do, here's my blessing. You can do that. And if this is the guy you love, here's my blessing. And he passed away 2 weeks later.
Rena's father died from a heart attack. In the years since then, Rena and Tyler have stayed together. And this Valentine's Day, after 11 years of dating, they got engaged. Rena says that although arranged marriage wasn't for her, she sees a lot of value in it.
I do. I think they work for people who want them and accept them. They worked for, so far, all of my family. My family look happy. You never, I think Indian culture, they're also really strict. When you get married, you're stuck. And that's my mentality as well. Like, once Tyler suckers in and marries me, he's stuck. He's not going anywhere. But that's the Indian mentality. And that's the thing I like about arranged marriages. It's because you don't have to worry about divorce. And you know that the values are there. The family is there. Problems will be there. Good things will be there, but they will stick together because that is the Indian mentality. That is the tradition.
Rena Mehta has continued to pursue acting and modeling. She started as a host on Kansas City's KCWE TV station and has gone on to do lots of commercials and music videos. She worked on the NBC sitcom Outsourced and starred in a popular South Indian film, which is still touring the United States. Rena is currently a cast member for the internet radio program The Big Dumb Fun Show. This is Alex Smith.
That's it for Off the Clock this week. Thanks for listening, and have a good weekend.